All right, time to talk soccer as we do every Thursday with men's head coach at Indiana University, my great friend Todd Yeagley. Getting ready for a big road trip to Rutgers to kick off the Big Ten season. Monday night football at Bill Armstrong Stadium, and the Hoosiers falling to the Flyers of Dayton. Good afternoon, buddy. How's everything going?
Good, Glass. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always, my friend. Thanks for making time for us. Monday Night Football, Dayton. We talked about it last week. You thought their attacking folks would give you guys something to be concerned about. And the Hoosiers falling 2-0 there. Not in the regular season finale. We'll talk about what's coming up on Friday. But with the quick look back at the last weekend you're probably going to have off, the Monday night game, I know it did not go as planned. What did you take away from that game on the positive side, Coach, that you're going to take into the Big Ten season starting on Friday?
Well, I thought we responded really well second half. We had to make a few adjustments. Their shape was a bit different. And, you know, first half, I thought we were a little bit caught in between with some of our pressuring moments. And then our just decisions in our attack were a bit off. And that spiraled a little bit with the confidence of the group. And so I thought first half was a solid performance. It didn't feel as good looking back, kind of unemotional. It was like, okay, we didn't give them that much. We created some great chances. We weren't sharp in kind of the intermediate possessions that were leading to attacks or getting out of the first line of trouble. We were a bit predictable in what we were doing. So second half, I thought was good, very good at times. And again, Dayton is a legitimate attacking team, and they got some good defenders. I don't take anything away from their defending, but it's a good team. They're older, a lot of good internationals. I felt like we were going to get 2 or 3 second half, and it really, that clock was just not our friend. And then the last 5 minutes, Class, we pushed some heavy numbers forward. The risk there at that point is, yes, they could get the second, but we were willing to take that risk to try to get the equalizer and find the winner if we could. But it just kind of ran out of time. But I was really pleased with the second half. I thought our ideas were better. We were cleaner. We were goal dangerous. We just couldn't get a deflection, couldn't get a rebound. And some of the chances that we put on frame were either saved by the keeper or just missed wide.
Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer coach, checking in before the big road trip to Rutgers to get Big Ten play started on Friday. First half disjointed. The final third felt the composure in the final third that didn't look like you guys. I don't know how to better put that, but it just felt everybody was a half click off. New group, still getting guys together and comfortable on the pitch.
It's a little bit of that. I think also, you know, attackers, you know, the confidence in their decision. We've had in these first 5 games, take out the SLU game, in these last four, we've had some really good dangerous attacking moments that we haven't gotten something out of in too many of the moments, whether it's a corner, a shot, a goal would be preferable, right? And I feel like the group is a little bit unsure at times, and we just got to get their confidence back to one, you know, execute and have confidence in their decision, but also take a lot of pride in taking, you know, that final look and technically being better at the key moment. So I think it's a little bit of everything. We do have some new combinations of players. That's no different than the other year. I think once we get a couple goals and guys to play a little bit more relaxed in the final third, I think the goals will start flowing.
Always a good thing when the goals start flowing along. You mentioned the second half. You thought you would have the response you brought, so that's good news. The chances you had, Dayton's back line was pacier than maybe I thought was going to be the case. Did that knock you guys out of perhaps some things that we were trying to get behind, play a little differently?
Yeah, they did. They made a change. They had one player that was back, and they kind of traded out one of the more athletic defenders to kind of deal with our speed. We did still get behind them on countless opportunities, and weren't rewarded. But no, they defended it's a good team. I don't want to take any away from their defensive efforts. And they have an experienced goalie. It's a good team. Dayton's a good team, and we knew that when we scheduled them. But we also felt like we were going to get those chances in transition, or just even in their risk, their give to get kind of attacking mentality. And we did. We had 4v3s, 3v3s. Some of them never quite fully developed because we kind of missed the kind of intermediate phase of the attack that would have then led to another kind of good numbers up situation. That was a little bit of that first half in particular. And they did, once we were putting a lot of danger second half, they did a good job of killing some passing lanes. They had some massive blocks, a couple little through balls that, you know, looked like it was there. They got a toe on. So, you know, give them credit. They defended hard and made it difficult, but man, you felt that it was coming. And goals change games. Look at the Notre Dame game. You know, we get that goal and it's just full surge. And we get the second right after. And I felt the third was coming, and then get the kind of that funky free kick from the throw that we've talked about and kind of deflated the group. But, you know, goals change games. I think that early goal, you know, rattled the group a bit.
It kind of came out of nothing, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a strange kind of buildup. We looked at it today, and it was just like two or three things that, you know, all could have been done a little better. It would have never even developed into the chance they got, which was unique. I mean, the kid took a touch with his back to goal within 8 yards of goal, so we can't leave a team in onside position for one. And then we had a couple miscommunications on their overlap. Even the first ball that found Barger's man, he didn't do a great job of letting him come across. So those little small things, it didn't seem like, oh my gosh, this is great attack.
That's exactly my point. Right. It just all of a sudden, guys posting up, for lack of a better term, correct, at the penalty spot, one turn and he scores, and everybody just sit there, what just happened?
Yeah. It was the pressure on that ball was the miscommunication, that we looked at that closely today. And then obviously our line, we have to be better at resetting the line when teams drive into our box. And, you know, there's cues on when you can do that, when it's a negative touch or when their head goes down. And we dropped a little deep. And that's how the player, she shouldn't be able to receive it when it's back to goal. It was actually about 8 yards in the box. And at that point, it's probably blocked, though, Glass, 8 out of 10.
Oh, absolutely. Through the legs.
Yeah, and it's exactly. So, I mean, it shouldn't happen. We shouldn't give him that opportunity, but you're still looking at a chance that is, you know, most often blocked than not. So, again, we don't put ourselves in those positions.
Yeah, it's not like you're keeping a high line 40 yards from goal and they got a two on one behind you. No, that's not it. That's what. Right. But I don't want to bang on this. But we've been talking about the luck factor a little bit. You just haven't had any. I don't know how else to draw it up for you. But
well, it's been
you got to create your own sometimes. Yeah.
Again, like we probably had 10 of those exact moments in the box where, you know, our shot's getting blocked. You know,
exactly.
And so we just, you know, it's what it is. And we could have done better. That was a controllable. We didn't have to be in that spot, but we aren't. Teams are really capitalizing on their chances against us. Some great goals, own goals, kind of fluky scenarios. And yet we've, the chances we're creating, dangerous attacks we're creating, I should say chances, because some of them we actually don't get a chance out of it, are there. If we were, you know, really stagnant, not creating attacking moments, like let's say the SLU first half, and if we're five games in, it looked like that, then I would have some worry, Glass. But it's absolutely not that. It's been dynamic. It's been good. It's just, we just got to clean it up a bit. And once we do that, then we'll find a goal. We got to get a goal from a restart too, right? That changes the game. Team, you know, you play a little looser after you get a goal from a restart. So all those factors, I think, they're coming. We got to be disciplined and yet patient at the same time as we sort through this.
Easton Bogard made his debut in an Indiana shirt officially in half number two. Are you as a staff still adjusting to the substitution changes that were enacted for the NCAA this year? It does change the strategy a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. And I think, you know, how you start players in the second half, you've seen us, you know, hold a couple of guys off just because we need to make sure they're available for us in kind of our different goal up, goal down, tide shape, you know, versatile players that we need on the field. And then, yeah, that's, you know, let's say someone's just having a little bit of a not great start. You know, oftentimes you might see a second half class take out one of our heavy minute guys for maybe 10 minutes just to kind of reset them, see where we can find an advantage, kind of get the game back. You kind of put, you put a horse out there, you put a rabbit just to kind of get the group going, and then you pull that player out and you put your other player back in. Well, that's not available anymore. And, you know, everyone's got the same condition, so it's not unique to us. But that does change our ability to kind of have to play through, you know, some bits and parts of matches that maybe we don't like how it looks, but we want the player that's on the field to stay on the field. And that's been a challenge, but I'm sure every staff in the country is probably talking about the same thing.
Well, not every staff has the amount of depth and talent you do, so I'm not sure they are. They're probably thinking, thank you. Thank you, NCAA, for helping level the playing field on this, which that was the interesting part of all of that discussion, and that's for another day. We'll get to that because it's too early in the season to worry about records. It's too early in the season to worry about what's going to happen later in the season. But you've had non-conference games. The conference season kicks off on Friday. That is a big deal. It is a road game in Piscataway against Rutgers. Do you change the lineup? Do you shift some pieces around? Are you finding different balances, or do you stay with what you've done to this point to start that new season?
Well, I think we've experimented a bit in the midfield. You've seen us play a couple different. You know, we've used Charlie Hoyer. We've used Jeffis. Not to say that their minutes will decline, but you saw us use Jack Wagner a bit more. The last game, I thought he had a good performance. So we're going to definitely start kind of squeeze. We had some, I would say, kind of some tactically forced or evaluation moments in the first five. We had to go, okay, what are these guys going to give for us? And we're evaluating, obviously, in real time in the games, also in training. The front players with Weiss's availability and Easton Bogard's availability is going to change maybe how we roll out our attacking group. And I don't know exactly what we're going to be doing on Friday yet, but I do know that it's nice to have options. And, you know, I love what Seth Stewart's brought with his minutes. You know, those minutes are going to be tougher as we get everyone healthy. Brecken Menzie did a really nice job. He gives us a different look. His airplay is fantastic. He's probably our second or third most athletic player on the team. So that gives us another element if we need it. And Barger's been good. But again, we love that tactical flexibility. That's really what I thought that second half gave us with putting Brecken in. It just allowed us to be a bit more aggressive and take less risks of what could be beat behind us.
Now you head on the road in conference play. That's that new season. Well, it is 0-0, and that is a big deal. Piscataway, Yerkak Field for Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights, probably not as flying high as they have been in seasons past, but that doesn't change your objective on the road. First time on the old jet plane. I know you're not taking a bus out there, buddy. We've got the group together. The message before Friday night's game is what?
Well, I mean, it's... We always have, no matter how you start the season, you know, and we typically are a program that is our record in the first third is typically not as good as in the final third. That's historic, just because the way we schedule, I think we just get better as the season goes. So it's the new season within the season. You know, every point is available. Nothing's been dropped. This is not as much of a short track race as it used to be. We have 10 conference games, and that's massive. There's a lot of points. A lot of opportunities, and we can't think that we have this thing in the bag after one good result in the road, nor if the result does not go in favor, life is not over. So we just have to go in steady, knowing that these points are critical, that not only it's a double scenario. We're getting the wins that we need, and we're getting the wins in conference that are so important to position yourself for, you know, Big Ten titles, Big Ten postseason. And most importantly, you take care of business in the Big Ten, which our conference has done really well, Glass, out of conference. Our schedule, because it's difficult, will still look pretty good in the RPI number, That said, our conference has done well. I mean, Rutgers is 3-3. They played some really good teams, and they've also had 4 red cards in 5 games.
Wow!
Which I've never seen that. Now, to think they're 3-3 and they played down a man for almost over a half in 4 of those is quite staggering. So it's certainly it's something that we're seeing, that they're you know, obviously they lost some discipline. At key times, we take a lot of pride in that. I think we've maybe had, you know, 4 reds in the last 30 years, let alone in the first 5 games. So, you know, we'll definitely be ready for a physical game and make sure we don't get caught up in any moments, and be ready for Rutgers.
From an attacking standpoint, Dayton was the better of the two this week. What will be the biggest test besides keeping your cool against a team that obviously doesn't keep theirs in Rutgers?
Well, it's going to be defensively. Our principals need to be really good. Our help defense, because they do have some imbalancers that are capable of beating our guys, and we've been really good with that for the most part this year. And I like the way, you know, you look at the goals given up. And it's not the number that we typically operate in. We're usually in shutouts or one goal type. But I tell you, we've defended pretty darn well. I'm not disappointed with our team defending or the individual defending. Again, some of these goals have been wonder goals. A couple have been a little fortunate. And yet, I can't look at the number and go, man, we're not defending well, because we are. So defensively, we have to be really good against the Rutgers team. And, you know, we will get our chances. It kind of gets back to the same story. It's just, can we be more clinical with less chances or even the same number that we're getting? And then I think restarts to glass is an area of our game that I'm hoping we can start being a bit more, you know, productive in the attack and restart category.
Well, with a physical team, you'd hope to get a free kick or two from the man in the middle as we move along. So Rutgers on the weekend. We'll come back next week for 2. Evansville non-conference, and then it's Maryland a week from Friday. So not much rest for the wicked. That's kind of how I like it, soccer season. Let's get into a little rhythm here and get back on the winning track, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. The best of safest of travels. We'll be tuning in on the Big Ten Network Plus on Friday night to watch our Hoosiers.
Thanks, class. Appreciate it.